This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, good morning and hello, and thank you to those who are watching this show early this morning on YouTube or on Twitch. And just go to Twitch, follow WEEI, and watch this show. And this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. If you're in the market for a diamond, then you gotta visit my team at Springer's Jewelers in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The best prices in New England. Visit springersjewelers.com. And a reminder that you can listen to this show every day on the Odyssey app. And thank you to those who do. And while you're listening on the Odyssey app, you can leave a voice note on any topic. So we have discussed the Masters and Rory McIlroy getting himself into the Career Grand Slam Club this morning. We have talked about Jaylen Brown and how long you keep Jaylen Brown out. We have talked about NIL and what is going on or what went on with Tennessee and their quarterback who was a holdout, and all of those great topics for Hill Notes. So leave one now, and we will play the best Hill Notes coming up at 9:20 on today's show. Oh, and 1 week from today, believe it or not, we will bring you all of the excitement of the 129th running of the Boston Marathon from virtually the finish line at the Capitol Grill on Boylston Street, and that is brought to you by Sitco. So all of the excitement of another Marathon Monday, although the weather looks – I guess the weather looks good for the runners, not so great for those that are watching, Curtis. Is that correct on Monday?
I saw 55 and sunny.
Okay. All right. Good. All right. I forgot what the sun looks like, but I guess we'll be able to see it today, I guess.
So. It's going to be out there as we speak.
Okay. All right. Well, Monday, 6 a.m., we will bring this show to you from the Capitol Grill, as we have done since I arrived here nearly 6 years ago, or over 6 years ago. Curtis, good morning. Your lead?
Good morning. So Rory McIlroy yesterday officially became the sixth man to win the career Grand Slam, winning majors of all four kinds, Masters, PGA, U.S. Open, and The Open. It just put into perspective just how dominant Tiger was. The most dominant athlete of my lifetime, it's not close. More dominant than Jordan, more dominant than Brady, more dominant than Kobe.
Ooh.
The only comp is Babe Ruth, but he really doesn't count because he only played against guys that sold insurance. So what Tiger did is between June 18th and April 5th of 2000 and 2001, which is 291 days, he had all majors consecutively. So what we're talking about is in a career Jack Nicklaus, in a career Rory McIlroy, of winning, I think Mickelson has it, maybe I'm wrong, maybe Mickelson doesn't, but those two guys, among Gene Sarazen and Arnold Palmer and all the rest, they did it over the course of a career. Tiger did it in a row. Like, that is like Babe Ruth having more home runs than the rest of the American League combined. What Tiger was is a standalone figure in the history of golf. I was watching yesterday. I miss the dominant performer who intimidates as opposed to the course. And I think it was very human how Rory reacted. I thought it was great television seeing him continually pee down his leg and find a way to get the pants back on. But I do prefer the dominance. And this is why in all sports, whether it's Mahomes or Jordan or whatever, the Yankees, you always want to have an all-time great as much as possible because it just makes the television better. We all love seeing the comebacks. We like seeing, but we're defined by what we do against the best. And
yeah,
the biggest star I thought yesterday was the course.
Now, Wiggy is going to have an issue with what you just said based on what he was saying to Courtney and I think off air on Friday. Mm-hmm. And that is, Curtis is suggesting that the athletic performance of Tiger Woods is the greatest athletic performance of all time. You don't believe that those who are on the PGA Tour are athletes.
No.
And you were all over the fact that Freddie Couples,
right,
on Thursday was able to card 2 under or whatever he went out and shot on opening day of the Masters.
Right.
And he said the fact that somebody in their 60s was able to do that was proof to you,
right,
that these guys are not athletes.
Right. Well, when you got a guy that's 60 years old competing competing with guys that are 24, 25, 28, 34, whatever the age is, it's like, wait a second here. That's why I always go back to Gretzky. Gretzky wasn't, you know, competing against, as a 28-year-old, a bunch of 60-year-olds and doing putting up these type of numbers.
I mean, I think you're just a hater.
But, Craig, anybody who could... Shime is how old are you, Shime?
I'm 34.
34. Greg, you're 57 or whatever.
58.
Yep.
I look like I'm 31.
All right, you
I'm
look like you're
frequently.
31.
And I just want to let you know, November, I already have the plans in place for 60 Junior birthday party.
There's a chance.
You don't celebrate them after 50, Curtis, just to be
clear. Oh, yeah, we do. Yes,
no,
we do.
All right.
There's a chance that you're going to mop the golf course with Shime.
Yeah.
And a month or so, as somebody who is 20-something years older than him.
Uh-huh.
So what happened to Shine?
Do you feel the same way about boxing? Because you've got guys like Floyd Mayweather Jr. who's out there, you know, almost 50, and
Floyd Mayweather. When's the last time Floyd Mayweather fought a real boxer?
He did like a year ago.
Who?
Oh, what about Mike Tyson? I mean,
when's the last time
Mike Tyson looked great?
Honest question for the room.
I'm just saying, if they can still compete
when's
in the boxing
the last
ring,
time Floyd Mayweather
I don't
competed?
Know. I'd have to look up
I think
the
his
date.
Last fight was maybe Manny Pacquiao like 15 years ago.
No.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's competed before that.
His last legitimate fight was Conor McGregor, and that was probably, you know.
2023.
Yeah. I mean, stop it. No.
So I would just say this, though. Wouldn't you guys agree that the collection of golfers were in better shape than the Red Sox yesterday? Like, if you're watching baseball or
generally
golf.
Yeah.
I mean, and the other thing is, I understand your point, Wiggy, but what made Tiger great is the same thing that made Jordan great. If Tiger was competing against Rory and the first hole happened as it did, he never gets a chance to get back into contention. He would have taken that lead and it would have been over. Tiger would have imposed his will in a way that is so foreign to everybody else in that sport. And that's what made it such great television. If you gave Tiger an opening, like doubling the first and having Bryson all of a sudden come back and tie for the lead, if that's Tiger and not Bryson, he wins that tournament. And you can always make that analogy. I mean, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 43.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that football players aren't athletes?
No. But Tom Brady was great at 43, right? And Tom Brady was like a rarity in the sense that he could still compete at that level. I think golfers, what they do isn't easy. I can't do it. Those guys are the best in the world at what they do. right? They're the best skill set that they have.
But it's not an athletic performance,
it's a great,
according to you.
It's we sit in, we go down this road all the time. You want to say that they're athletes, but yet you want to say that somebody who drives NASCAR is not an athlete, or somebody who bowls is not an athlete.
But Whitney, using this description, like Michael Phelps does something none of these people could do. Like the swimming at that pace, and like you have to be in a shape that even the greatest hockey player can
Yeah,
be
being in great shape doesn't mean you're a great athlete.
But you just said it, but if not being in great shape means you're not
not being in great shape. Like, look at people who run the marathon.
See, I think it's incredible what Freddie Couples did. Like,
yeah, the fact that
Bernhard Langer, who was almost 60.
I thought SVP had to remove himself a bit from Bernhard on Friday. A little much from him about Bernhard
Langer. But Bernhard almost made the cut.
They talked about that incessantly. Like, who cares about Bernhard Langer?
All right. Curtis, interesting lead from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will get to the rest of today's leads next.